This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Mutholkar.
And on the phone from New Orleans, Louisiana, Becca Martin Brown, who is the features editor of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, on vacation but still checking in.
But I have seen my first plantation.
Which one was that?
Holmes House. It was built in 1828, Greek Revival, of course, but in 2003, a New Orleans businessman named Kevin Kelly decided to buy this and turn it into a show place that's just unbelievable. I don't know how many acres of gardens that were installed starting in 2003. He's built restaurants, he's building guest houses, he's restored the mansion. It was amazing.
I have this question. I have never visited a plantation, and I know other people have. I'm curious, do they mention why the plantation exists? Is there any reference there to the fact that it was built on basically because of slave labor? I hate to be a downkill, but I mean, they do acknowledge that the reason this spectacular house is there is that the fact that there was an inequitable economic system.
Weirdly, our tour guide was an African-American woman, and she said her family heritage, one side of her family heritage was indeed slaves. The other side of her family heritage were free blacks who owned slaves. Really interesting. Google Holmes House. It's okay. H-O-U-M-A-S House. And in the meantime, if you're in Northwest Arkansas,
there's
a memorial art show from 5 to midnight tonight for Tim West, the reclusive artist who passed away in April. That's at Teatro Scarpino, and all proceeds will be used to help fund the documentary Westland that Diana Michelle's working on.
Right.
Okay.
Red, White, and Blooms is tonight at 7 at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville.
That's right.
The performer is the JM Big Band. That's for families, and it's free. Isn't there a KUAF chamber music concert tonight?
The last one of the season. The last one of the year, yes. At Stella Boyle Smith.
And that is free, Kyle?
Yes, absolutely free.
Wonderful. And the original one-person shows happen tonight as part of the Boar's Head Players Summer New Play Festival. That's at 7:30 at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. Long-form comedy improv follows. And that's an investment of $5.
And you'll be seeing something for the very first time along with other people.
So take care of that for me, somebody, please, because I want to hear about it when I get home.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is the features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.